Happy Easter. When the two disciples walking to Emmaus returned to Jerusalem after encountering the risen Lord Jesus, St. Luke tells us, they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Can those words be a steady refrain that we repeat to each other? The Lord has risen indeed. In our routine and often cluttered lives, in our awareness of our sins and what we have done and what we have failed to do, can we say, "The Lord has risen indeed"? In our struggles with sickness, death, broken relationships, and lost opportunities, can we say, "The Lord has risen indeed"? And in our successes that may come with a heavy cost, can we say, "The Lord has risen indeed"? If we can make that basic proclamation of Easter faith, everything will change. Our lives will be transformed. Our sins will be forgiven. Our difficult struggles will be framed in victory. And our successes will be seen not as personal triumphs, but truly as they are, God's blessings. Let us say often to each other in this holy season and beyond, "The Lord has risen indeed." May God bless all of you and your families this Easter season.